WPM Boston presents The Duke of Newbury Street, starring Daniel Dolanoff as Alexander Endicott and Nellie Farrington as Cleo Carmel, with Matthew Ringel as Dimitri. Sponsored by Aunt Bertha's old-fashioned Boston Borscht. It's time for something new, Boston. It's time for Borscht.
Ah, my friends, you've returned. Please, please come in. You're shivering. You think it is a chilly night, no? Well, you may think a winter's night in Boston is cold, but it is nothing compared to the winters in my native Russia. Why, I remember the time when my grandma... Oh, but there I go again. Rambling on when what you're here for is more of the tale that I began last time. How my dear friends Alexander and Cleo first met. Let me gather my thoughts while my good friend Mr. Noyes tells you of our gracious sponsor, Aunt Bertha and her famous borscht. Afterwards, I shall come back and tell the tale. Just a moment.
Hello, friends. It is cold tonight, isn't it? The kind of cold that needs something extra to warm your insides.
That's why I put extra love and a secret ingredient into every can of Aunt Bertha's old-fashioned Boston borscht. But don't take my word for it. Listen to these testimonials.
I used to wonder what borscht was. Now that I've tried Aunt Bertha's good old-fashioned borscht, I can honestly say that I don't wonder anymore.
I used to suffer from constipation, but now that I've discovered Aunt Bertha's old-fashioned Boston borscht, that problem has disappeared. Thanks, Aunt Bertha.
Another satisfied customer. And remember, every can comes with a special surprise at the bottom. For the kids. That's Aunt Bertha's old-fashioned Boston borscht. A secret family recipe that will, with good reason, forever remain a secret.
Thank you, my friend. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. The story of when Cleo and Alexander first met. As you may recall from our first episode, Cleo had been approached by foreign agents to burgle the brownstone of the notorious Boston recluse, Alexander Endicott. Cleo accepted the assignment, and after luring Alexander and myself out of our brownstone, managed to obtain entrance to our domicile and locate the safe. She was in the process of divining the combination when...
Good evening. I'm not accustomed to hosting anonymous young women in my bedroom, but for someone so lovely as yourself, I'll make an exception. May I interest you in a martini? Please don't raise a scene, my dear. My manservant Dimitri is right outside and will apprehend you if necessary.
It doesn't seem like I have much choice. Fine. I'll have a vodka martini, extra, extra dry, with 3 olives. Not 4, not 2, 3.
Vodka, you say? A woman after my own heart. As it is, I have Dimitri stuck my side table every night with fresh olives. Ice?
Perish the thought.
Ah, you're a wonder, my dear. Your glass.
Thank you.
Now, it is my policy never to drink with someone whose name I don't know. You obviously know me, or else you wouldn't be in my bedroom. But I'm afraid you have me at a disadvantage.
Must names come between us? We're off to such a wonderful start.
I'm afraid I must insist.
Very well. Call me Anastasia.
I see. How much do you know?
Pardon?
That name is no accident.
I'm sorry. That name was given to me by my employers. It means nothing. Call me what you like.
I want to believe you, my dear. That name may mean nothing to you, but oh, it means a great deal to me. It would seem your employers are old friends I'd hope never to see again. It also explains your interest in my safe. By the by, the final number in the combination is 18.
18. Do you mind if I...
Not at all. only a portion of what once was, I'm afraid, but still a wonder to behold. This stone, for example, a blue sapphire of the rarest size and purity. I do not believe you will find a stone like it anywhere else in the world.
I've never seen its equal.
Would you like to try it on?
May I?
It would be my pleasure. There. Magnificent.
It is absolutely beautiful.
I was not referring to the sapphire.
Oh, you lamb. Do you treat all your burglars this way?
Only those who interest me. And, as you are the first burglar to penetrate our security, you interest me very much.
I must say, you do know how to flatter a girl. I've never been treated so well by any of my captors.
Do not think of yourself as being a prisoner. Regard yourself instead as my, shall we say, unexpected guest. I appreciated your invitation to the opera, by the by. I do so enjoy the work of Shostakovich.
Then why aren't you at the opera house, rather than bothering with little old me?
Because, as much as I enjoy the opera, I thought you might be the more intriguing experience. I can see I was right. Shall we drink? За вас!
You make an excellent martini.
Thank you. I've come to enjoy them since Prohibition ended, but a vodka martini is an unusual choice. It tells me I'm dealing with an unusual girl. Am I not, Miss Cleo Carmel?
You know my name?
Obviously. Now, Miss Cleo, may I call you Cleo? I find myself faced with a difficult question. What shall I do with you?
I suppose the police must be involved.
Not necessarily. Not if you answer my questions. Who sent you to see me this fine evening?
I do not know their names.
You're not helping your cause. Surely they called themselves something.
They called themselves Jones and Smith.
Useless aliases. But they were, in fact, Russian?
So I read their accents. I believe one of them referred to the other as Anton.
Now we're getting somewhere. They, of course, wanted the contents of the safe.
Of course.
Then have at it. I won't stop you.
Oh, I couldn't possibly.
But I insist.
Well, how can a girl possibly refuse such chivalry?
These are amazing. I've never seen better.
You never will again. But I must ask one small favor. There are some items I must request you leave behind. Nothing of great consequence, I assure you. A military medal, a packet of papers, a small cameo.
I think my employers will be more than satisfied with the jewels.
And a lock of your hair.
My hair?
A memento, to remember you by.
All right. It seems a small price to pay. Scissors, please.
Thank you, my dear. You seem to have missed a bracelet.
Oh, thank you.
You know, Mr. Endicott, I must say, you are by far the most charming individual I have ever robbed.
I live but to serve.
Much as I have enjoyed this dance, can we put the verbal fencing aside for a moment?
If you insist.
Why on earth are you letting me walk out with your valuables?
My reasons are my own. Please do not question your good fortune. Just be glad you're leaving here with your liberty intact. Your escape rope, my lady.
Chivalrous as ever. Thank you. Up!
Until we meet again, my dear. Hopefully under more intimate circumstances.
Why, Mr. Endicott.
I can hardly think of a circumstance more intimate than being alone with you in your bedroom.
Touché. More romantic, then. Perhaps a candlelight dinner for two?
Perhaps.
Close the skylight on your way out.
I'm afraid I cut a hole in the window.
The cost of romance these days. I shall have the workmen see to it in the morning.
Till next time, Mr. Endicott.
Is she gone?
Yes.
Does she suspect?
She's not stupid, Dmitri Grigorievich. She more than suspects, she knows.
And yet she took our bait anyway. Porazitelna!
Don't lose her.
You have the strand of hair?
Of course.
Then I could not lose her if I tried.
Good. We're taking an awful risk, old friend.
When the threat is great, the risk must be great as well. It will all work out, Sinmoy. It always does. Forgive an old man for spouting platitudes. I was not as confident as I seemed, I assure you. Even though I had not met her in person, I could tell Cleo was a resourceful young woman. And if I had one weakness in my life, other than vodka, it has been for resourceful young women. The stories I could tell you. But those are for another day, I think.
Lou Schuster.
You rotten, no good louse.
Cleo?
He knew I was coming, Lou. He was waiting for me. There's only one way he could have possibly known, and that's you. You set me up.
Now hold on.
How much did he pay you, Lou? How much was it worth for you to betray me?
This is about Endicott, isn't it?
Of course it's about Endicott. He knew my name, Lou. My name! And it's a fair bet he even knows where I live. One call to the cops.
What are you going to do?
Disappear. I hate welching out a contract, but what choice do I have? What choice have you left?
Cleo, I'm sorry. It was just business, you understand? Endicott asked me to let him know if anyone came sniffing around. He offered good money. I didn't mean for you to...
Well, I hope Endicott paid you well. Consider this goodbye.
Cleo? Cleo!
I'm sorry, sir, but your party has disconnected. If you'd like, I can try to reestablish...
No, that's all right, operator. We were done speaking.
Very well, sir. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Cleo.
Goodbye for now. This was not the last time we ever dealt with Lou Schuster, of course, but that is a story for another day. Late that night, found Cleo in Boston South Station, hauling a very heavy suitcase along the terminal.
All aboard! Now boarding, last train to Providence. All aboard!
Going somewhere, Miss Caramel? Quiet, please. I assure you that should I fire the weapon pressed to your back, you would not survive.
Why, Mr. Smith? Fancy meeting you here.
I knew we couldn't trust you. Give a thief a suitcase full of jewels and she'll reveal her true nature. Not of a capitalist rat.
Takes one to know one, I guess. My, what a big gun you have.
You, my dear, have a very heavy suitcase. Let me give you a hand with that.
Why, there you are, Mr. Jones. Or is it Smith? Can't keep you Ruskies straight. You keep changing names like party favors.
Bring her to the alcove. We don't want to do this in public.
You heard him. Move.
That's far enough.
Everything you're looking for is in the suitcase.
I'm glad to hear it.
Then let's keep everyone glad and happy. Take the suitcase and let me go.
See if what she says is true. Search the case.
How I have waited for this moment.
It's all in there. Every ruble's worth.
Yes. I never dreamed. But where is it? Where is it? It's not here! Not here!
What are you talking about? It's all in there. A king's ransom, as promised.
It was not the jewels we wanted, you fool. It was a locket. Where is the locket?
The cameo? But surely the jewels.
Treachery. Betrayer!
Now see here.
No, you see here, Miss Carmel. It is such a pity that you have chosen to withhold the prize that we sought. Now we shall have to use, how do you say, other methods to obtain what we seek. No sudden moves, please. We shall be taking a short ride in our vehicle to a location where we can become better acquainted, yes? And find out just what kind of agreement you have with our friend Alexander.
But I...
That's later. For now, just move.
Ah, our Cleo has many abilities, but one of her greatest talents has always been a talent for getting herself into trouble. However, will she survive to attend that promised candlelit dinner of Alexander? However will she survive, period? I could tell you, but I see my good friend the announcer is pointing at his watch, which means we are out of time yet again. I do tend to ramble once I get going. But come back on Friday, and I will tell you what happens next. Until then, my friends, as we say in Russia, do svidaniya!
The Duke of Newbury Street, Episode 2, was written by Jeremy Holstein and directed by Michael McAfee. Featured in the cast were Daniel Dolinoff as Alexander Endicott, Nellie Farrington as Cleo Carmel, Matthew Ringel as Dimitri, Tom Champion as Anton, Jay Sikora as Yakov, Mike Sprague as Lou Schuster, and Mayor Fried as the operator and Bertha. Our production assistant was Liz Salazar, our recording engineer was Emery Westlake, and the studio envoy was Tilly Sokoloff. I'm your announcer, Rob Noyes. Stay tuned for more excitement with the Carla Quayles Quilting Hour, heard only here on WPM Boston. This is WPM.
This has been a production of the Post Meridian Radio Players. This show may be freely shared for non-commercial purposes. Just remember to credit us and don't try to make money off of it without our express permission. If you enjoyed our work or would simply like to learn more, please visit our website at pmrp.org.